I want to touch on two main topics: the future of higher education in this country, the future of higher education in California, and specifically the CSU. One, higher education remains more important today than ever in our country. We're going to have to do a much better job of investing in biology, biotechnology, chemistry. I think the last 25 years we invested in physics, but our future are in these other sciences, because we need to beat some of the diseases that afflict our people. I also think that we're going to have to invest more in our scholars and in our campuses about Asia and India, because they're becoming superpowers, and we need to understand them. We need to speak their language. We need to understand their economy. We need to understand how to work with them. We will continue in this country to have a rapid growing information economy. Many jobs will be tied to technology and global awareness. Our students need to understand how to think, how to analyze, how to solve problems. They need to know how to communicate, both in writing and orally. They need to learn to work together in groups and teams. Our students need to know how to interact with different cultures. They need to know how to use technology and fix technology. And our graduates need to speak more than one language. Recipients of a bachelor's degree will earn 70% more over a lifetime than a high school graduate. With the current unemployment rates, 12% in our state, about something around 5% of people that have baccalaureate degrees are unemployed. So you have double the chance of not being unemployed. Citizens who have accomplished a baccalaureate degree have found to be healthier individuals. They have greater child-rearing practices. They tend to vote more than other people. They volunteer in their community to build better communities. Secondly, universities are going to begin, if they haven't already, to move away from bricks and mortar. That capital just costs too much. I think we're going to see more and more students looking for evening, weekend, and alternative schedules. The folks in the for-profit business figure that out. We need to beat them at their own game. And we need to be able to offer those students degrees at our prices, not the outrageous ripoff of these for-profits. The social media networks will become the new discussion forums, the new seminars. Work will happen in virtual libraries, in virtual chemistry and physics and biology laboratories. Students will no longer need to be in a specific place at a specific time. I see Senator Padilla here. Hopefully, the CSU will have the most seamless transfer system from community colleges to the four-year institutions in the United States. There is no reason why we shouldn't have that. Number three, the fastest growing student population in the United States and in California is among the traditional underserved people of our country. The rest of the country is about 15 or 20 years behind California. So we need to be a laboratory in figuring out and sharing with other states and universities how we're serving the underserved community. The Latino population is expected to triple in size in the next 40 years. By 2050, Latinos will make up more than 30% of the United States population. Currently, Latinos make up a majority of California's public school population, more than 60%. 1 in 4 Latinos drop out of high school before they finish. We have to take some responsibility for that and figure out how to fix that. Many of these students come from homes where English is not the first language spoken. Many or most of these students will be the first in their family to graduate from college. This new population in the United States and now in California will need and demand more outreach and assistance from us. Now, the CSU and the California budget situation. But I want to repeat this about mission and about values. The California State University value is committed to providing access to as many students from the diverse communities of our state as we can. Access and excellence will continue, but I hope more so. CSU will have the most influence on California's future by producing the workforce in California for the next 50 years. In fact, this value, I think, is making the CSU a standout among all universities across this country. Many of our programs in the CSU are becoming programs throughout the United States, especially to the underserved students. Our How to Get to College poster. We have now printed more than 5 million of those posters about how to get to college, what courses to take, what exams, how to apply for financial aid. And we have produced that now in 9 languages. The California State University and the State Board of Education in California developed an early assessment program. That program is being reviewed now as the forerunner to measuring the Common Core standards that 47 governors have adopted. That test is given to about 480,000 high school juniors every year. And we're able to write back to those schools and those students and tell them whether they're ready for college. But we don't want them to waste their 12th grade year. We want them to take Algebra 2 again. We want them to take English again so that they're prepared. One thing we know, if you come to college and you're prepared, all the data, all the research says you're going to graduate. Those who come unprepared won't do as well. Now, I know this may be controversial, but we're looking at an early start. Why not get everybody prepared for college before they get here? So if you can't do it in the 12th grade, maybe you can do it in a few weeks in the summertime. Then when you enter, you're earning credit. You only need 60 to become a junior and 60 more to graduate. Our Super Sundays have been enormously successful. We have seen a 25% increase in African American applications for admission over the last 6 years. We went to over 100,000 families in 100 black churches throughout California in February and part of March. Our PK program focused mostly on Latino mothers. I was at Cabrillo High School on Tuesday night for their graduation. 70 mothers graduated, who understand what they need to do for their kids to go to college. Our graduation efforts, what you have done here and throughout the system, I commend you for it. We know that we need to provide more student services to help our students graduate. I believe because of these and other efforts, the CSU has more national influence today than we've ever had before. Size and scale matters. If we can do it here, you can do it any place. The CSU helped rewrite the Higher Education Reauthorization Act. Of course, it helped that Buck McKeon was from your area, and George Miller chaired the committee. We were the only system that was asked to testify on reauthorization. We led the federal testimony on direct lending. We helped write the College Board report on serving the underserved students. We were the leaders on national accountability effort. Jolene led the effort on accountability and the public good page, which is now copied throughout the United States. I think that the movers and shakers in Washington don't do very much without checking with us first. Unfortunately, what dominates our priorities right now is the budget. When I wake up every morning and I look in the mirror, I have to start thinking about the budget and how can we hold this system together to get through this crisis? How can we serve as many students as we can? How can we keep as many of our faculty and staff as we can? I might say that the budget situation is the worst that I've ever seen in my more than 40-year career. I thought I did my best work in 2008, 9, and 10 when we got through the $650 million cut. And everybody shared in that pain. But this challenge on top of that, the only way I can say it, is one hell of a challenge. Now, we're going to do it a little differently than I did in 2009-10, but with the same principles. Serve as many students as we can. Keep all the people that we can employed, because I want everybody to continue to keep their health care and their jobs. But the bottom line is, California, as a state, is about to have a big train wreck. That's the only way that I can say it. It will be a train wreck if it's an all-cuts budget of $25 billion. What I'm worried about is that if this wreck occurs, it's going to take a long time for California to recover. Now, but I am optimistic that the governor and the legislature is going to figure out how to do it. They've already made a decision that the CSU is going to take a $500 million cut. On top of that, we have to be able to pay for our continuing operational cost. That's about $50 million. Of that $50 million, $39 million of that is our health care cost. I'm not sure that that's sustainable, but we've got to figure that out. And the rest of the cost is mostly energy cost, fuel, and things like that. Now, I guess it was about 3 weeks ago, the governor's plan to put the tax extension on the June ballot didn't pan out. Now, I think that the governor, and I know the legislature, are going to enter into, this is my term, a pick-off strategy. And that's picking off two Republican senators, two Republican assembly members, so that they can get a two-thirds vote to continue the three revenue resources that expire on June 30th. That's the income tax, the car tax, and the sales tax. I'm optimistic that they're going to get that two-thirds vote. I was very pleased 2 weeks ago. I met with the governor, Mark Udoff, Jack Scott, and I. And after we met for an hour and a half, he went out to the press. And he said, I don't want to cut these universities anymore. He said, the universities are the greatest wealth generators.